Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Face Your Fears. In this file, I'm going to give you one of many ways to help you deal with any fears that you might have. During this file, I'm not going to ask you to do it right now. All I'm trying is to give you one method. If you are truly interested, don't be afraid to look online into many, many more ways to help yourself overcome anything that is in your way. Remember, it is your life. You are the star, the main character, the protagonist of the adventure that you live. And things that need to change, things that you would like to see different, are yours to do. It's in your power to change things. And the beauty of this is that while some tasks may seem, well, not as easy, everything can be done if you persevere. Facing your fears is a challenge. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. If you had no fears left, then why are you listening? Maybe you'd want to learn something new. But for now, I will assume that there are still things you like to overcome, that there are things that are holding you back. Those things can be moved. Those walls can be climbed. And you can do it. Now, to help you, I'm going to use a very simple method to get you into a light state of trance. A very simple method you could do yourself whenever you are worried or afraid. And in fact, this is a very simple method that was at one point even taught to doctors and psychiatrists. Simply close your eyes and relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where you can no longer open them. See, when you relax your muscles, it is possible to relax them to such a beautiful, deep degree that when you try to use them afterwards, they're just too relaxed to move. So try to do that now. Relax the muscles around your eyes so deep, so much, that you can no longer open them. And once you are satisfied with the feeling, try to open them for a moment and realize when you cannot that you will go deeper into trance. And as soon as you feel certain that you cannot open them, just let them fall shut. As you let go of trying, your muscles get even more relaxed around your eyes. And it feels absolutely wonderful to do this. And you can do this yourself whenever you want to. Whenever you need to calm down or help yourself, you can use this little bit of self-hypnosis and just enjoy yourself. You can ask yourself to calm down. You can tell yourself to feel a bit more rested or more tired if you're trying to sleep. Right now, though, we're going to focus on something else. Let's hope that you haven't already forgotten while you're here. You're here to face your fears, to find a way to help you overcome things that are in your way. The first part is easy. You are not alone. You are not the only person who is afraid sometimes. You are not alone in your fears. Other people feel similar and the same fears. Other people can experience the same anxieties that you feel sometimes. And this isn't always an easy subject. So whenever you're wondering, whenever your mind is wandering, just close your eyes and let them relax to the point where you can no longer open them. So just listen. Listen and relax. The second thing you can do is make a list of your fears, writing them down. There are several reasons for this. One of the main reasons is that a lot of fears are hiding. They don't want you to talk about them. They don't want you to discuss them. But you can discuss them. You can write them down. You can put them on paper and look at them. Facing your fears means that you have to look at them. Both the fear and the thing you fear. Fortunately, you don't have to do it all at once. And once you've made a list, it can help to organize your list. Some call that a fear ladder. Organize them from small, light fears to intense ones. And once you've written them down, look at them and give yourself time to face them. Realize that facing your fears is not something done in a second or a minute. It can and will take time. You are not alone in needing time. You're not alone in finding it difficult. Just relax. It's also wise to differentiate between rational and irrational fears. Fear is a normal emotion. It is part of who we are as humans. It is part of who we want to be. Fear for dangerous things, fires, animals that are too large for us to take on, and even some natural disasters are all things that are natural to fear. But let them go. Right now, all that is happening is you listening to my voice. Close your eyes, let the muscles around them relax. Let them relax to the point where you can no longer open your eyes. Test your eyes for a moment, and then let them relax even more when you find that you cannot open them. Once you have your fears on paper in a list, it will be time to look at them facing them, if you will. Each and every one of them can be overcome in time, but not all at once. Allow yourself to do them one at a time, and let each of them take as long as you need. And reward yourself for your brave behavior, because even this, listening to this, making a list, is brave. You've been brave by facing your fears, by even wanting to face them. It's okay to feel things. It's okay to not be able to control all your thoughts and emotions. It's okay. And you're brave to face them, to face what you feel, to face what you think. There's one other important thing. Allow yourself to seek help if you cannot do it alone. Not all fears can be faced alone. If something bad happens to your body, you go to the hospital. You let a professional deal with the situation. Your mind, just like the rest of your body, can be hurt. And sometimes you can heal on your own. A lot of the times your body can heal just fine over time. And sometimes you need help from a professional. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, seeking out help when you realize you cannot do it alone is a very brave thing to do. Not everyone admits that they need help sometimes. And allowing yourself to learn from the knowledge and experience that someone else has, that is a good thing. I guess in a way that's why you're here too. Facing your fears will be rewarding. It will allow you to feel more free, more open. It will allow you to feel much more calm in a wild world. It will help you feel more stable and stronger, showing the world the person that you can be. Showing the people around you what you can become. There's a lot of things in the world that we have to learn. From when we're little, we have to learn the smallest things that seem so natural now. We learn to speak. We learn to walk. We learn to hold on to things and not let them go whenever we're distracted. We learn to feel. We learn the feelings of a smile and a tear, happiness and sadness. Allow yourself to feel. And slowly, gradually, expose yourself to what you fear, to learn to deal with it in your way. And some things can simply be overcome by seeing them in a different light. Some things that you might worry about are small and no longer important once you learn new things. The most important thing is that you dare to listen, to face your fears, to reward yourself for being brave. You dare to change. You dare to seek out the ways that help you, that bring you closer to who you want to be. Facing your fears is an opportunity to grow. It is a place for you to improve. And remember, every person has strengths and weaknesses. Beautiful flaws and flawed beauty sometimes. Accept who you are, what you are, what you feel. Learn from it, grow from it. Inspire the world around you just by being you, by becoming an even better you. And forgive yourself for needing time. Everything needs time. Most people, when they were little, took a year to learn to walk, several years to learn to talk, and many, many more years to learn to deal with emotions. You're never truly done learning. You're never done improving yourself and becoming a better person. There's always a chance, always an opportunity, always a way to become better. And you're here wanting to become better, wanting to grow, wanting to face your fears. And I'm proud of you for being here. I'm very happy to see that you want to improve. In a moment, I'm going to count you back up. You'll find that you can awaken easily and comfortably. And whenever you need a moment of peace in your mind, remember the trick with your eyes. Just close them, let the muscles around them relax to the point where you can no longer open them. And you can ask yourself to feel calm. And to open them is no more than asking yourself to wake. So in a few counts, I'm going to do just that. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Well done.